back to Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all those burning tech questions for which you can find answers nowhere else. Remember, everybody, if you've got questions, I've got answers. Well, as you can tell, because you're hearing my voice, I was not fired. Yes, last week's podcast was late. Last Friday was a day in which everything that could go bad went bad. And I had to drink a lot of happy coffee to get me through it. But I'm happy to say that even with submitting my podcast at the 11th hour, Ewan's a very understanding guy. And I'm gonna tell you, I was holding my breath. I was sweating it out. I had my mood-enhancing adult libations at the ready in case I got that email saying, you know, Missy, you're out of here. I don't know the British term for you're out of here, but I'm sure it would have been something equally charming. But I'm here, and everything's okay, and the Bagel Tech boys, because they are the fabulous Bagel Tech boys, they were understanding. So thank you. Thank you for letting me continue to bring my tech advice to the world. Shall we get started? Let's! Okay, let's see. My first question says, hi, Bagel Tech Missy. Hello yourself. Hope you are fine and dandy. Love the show. Well, thank you for loving the show. I love that you love it. Okay, I am a newish Mac user and have had my Mac for just under 12 months. And after the launch of Lion last year, I obviously thought about upgrading. But with stories of bugs, and especially the stories about Lion not supporting external network drives, and then he put NAS in parentheses. NAS. It must be like some kind of another one of those acronyms. You guys love acronyms. Gosh. Okay, I would love to know if I should move to Lion or not, but only if it supports connectivity. Oh, now we're throwing in those 75-cent words to my NAS acronym drive where all my pictures and music are housed. Can't wait to hear your advice. Regards. This is actually a great question, and I have had firsthand experience with this, and it wasn't good. And it happened. Hold on. I have something in my eye. Hold on. Do you guys get stuff in your eyes? You know, I have a lot of friends, and nobody gets eyelashes in their eyes like I do. I don't know. It's like my eye is like an eyelash magnet, and I am incapable of continuing on with whatever I'm doing when there is an eyelash in my eye. It drives me crazy. Hold on. Is it out? I don't know. I think I just moved it around. Just like tucked away for a little while. Okay. I think we're good. Sorry about that. Okay, this is actually a really great question. And if you notice that Apple has gone through a lot of the cat family. They had Jaguar. They went through Panther. Think there was Cheetah. Persian. Think they had a Siamese version. I think one of the first was Tabby. And then they had Leopard and Snow Leopard. I upgraded to Snow Leopard myself when it came out. And it was right before Christmas, so it was really busy. And I upgraded, and then all I got after it upgraded was that screenshot of a galaxy. It's kind of pinkish purple, and it has stars and, I don't know, comets or whatever you call it. And it just sat there. And it was beautiful, and it was calming, but everything else was gone. And so I had to take my computer in to the Apple store and lug it in and have them tell me that everything was gone. It was one of the low points of my life. So when Lion came out, I thought, you know what, there is no way in the world that I'm upgrading to Lion. But you know, I just thought I need to be on the cutting edge. You know, if it's new and it's out there, I really should as a Mac user have it. So I actually went in to buy a new computer. I did. I bought a new iMac in December and it came with Lion. And it was lovely and I felt so, you know, cutting edge. You know, I am your go-to tech girl, so I really felt like I should have the newest operating system. Nothing worked with it. Isn't that the most frustrating? Everything I plugged into my computer, it just sat there. It didn't work. Even Photoshop was acting funky. I had software that wouldn't work. You know, on the back of the new computers, they come with this it's a little space where you plug stuff in the back of the computer, the little plug-in space. And instead of having what they used to have, which is the I'm on fire space, they have a new space and it's called Bolt of Thunder. But you have to have a Bolt of Thunder ready device to plug in there. And I don't have any Bolt of Thunder. Everything I have is on fire and nothing would work. My software that I used for things that, you know, my Missy things that I do didn't work. And you know what I ended up doing? I took it back. I marched into the Apple store and I said, listen, I don't like your Lion and I don't like your Bolt of Thunder and I'm going to bring this back. And as much as I hated Snow Leopard, I want my Snow Leopard back. And that's exactly what I did. So, you know, I really think that Apple just kind of needs to get away from the cats. They're kind of obsessed with cats. Cats are sneaky. I mean, yeah, they purr and, you know, they're beautiful, but they're sneaky. Do you want a sneaky operating system? Heck no. They need to go to something else, like the pachyderms. I suggest to the powers that be at Apple that their next operating system be focused on pachyderms, because really, who doesn't love elephants, right? They're loyal, they live a long time. You hear them coming, right? So, for this question, sorry it was so long-winded, but this is something I feel very passionate about. I would say run from Lion. Run from Lion, and when you get a minute, everybody, just send Apple an email asking them to maybe leave the cats alone and switch over to a little more trustworthy animal. Okay, let's move on. My next question, let me move all my boxes around. Oh, my boxes. Here we go. Dear Missy, I am at my wit's end. Living with a husband that loves his gadgets is driving me to distraction. The problem, remotes. We have a remote for the TV, a remote for the cable box, a remote for the Blu-ray, a remote for the Apple TV, a remote for the home cinema. They've got a lot of stuff. A remote for the Xbox, a remote for the stereo, and a remote that's meant to replace some of the other remotes. All I want to do is watch EastEnders, a British soap. Stories again. I love the stories. I don't know what EastEnders is. Do you all watch things like General Hospital and As the World Turns? I don't know. I don't know if you get those over in England. EastEnders, that sounds fun. I wonder what it's about. But I can never work out which button on which remote to press. Please, please, please. Oh, that's a lot of pleases. Help me, or I may have to buy a remote detonator to blow them and my husband up. Holy smokes. Frustrated of London. You are frustrated. You know what I recommend is don't put that on Twitter. Oh my gosh, you won't be able to travel anywhere. You feel me on that one? Oh, okay, this is a tricky question because really all you want to do is watch your stories. You don't want to play games. You don't want to watch Apple TV. You probably don't even really want to deal with your home cinema. You just want to watch your stories. Well, you know what? You are a woman and it's 2012. Girlfriend, you go out and you buy your own TV. That's what you need to do. You go buy your TV. You know, go tonight. Go. Don't even fix dinner. You just get in your car and leave your house or your flat. I'm trying to throw British terms in there. And you drive to the nearest store where you would buy a TV and you buy yourself your own TV with your own remote. You put it in your own room. You find a room. I don't care what room it is. It's now going to become your story room. And you need to tell your husband with kindness, hands off my story remote. You call it your story remote. I can't even say it because I'm getting really, really upset about this. Nothing should stand between you and your stories. So you just get yourself a designated story TV and a designated story remote. You feel me? And if your husband gets upset, you just ask him to sit in there and watch your stories with you. I guarantee you he will leave that room at lightning speed. He'll be like one of those bolts of thunder spaces on the back of the new apples. Okay, best of luck to you. And I'm going to have to look up that EastEnders myself. That sounds like a fun show. Okay, here we go. Last question. Dear Bagel Tech Missy, I am your third greatest fan in the whole of Western Europe. Third greatest fan? Okay, now this begs the question, who are numbers one and two? Third, is there like a fan club I don't know about? No, there couldn't be that. Who's number one and two? Do you guys know who numbers one and two are? I need to know who they are. Now I know number three. I'm not going to be able to sleep until I know who numbers one and two are. Let me know. Okay, I have been a little nervous about contacting you because even though you are caring and very tolerant, I fear my question will be considered trivial, or as we like to say in the UK, a bit pants. I love that. A bit pants. Oh, I assure you, your question could never be a bit pants. I love your pants. As you've probably guessed, I'm a bit of a geek and I need some style advice. No, you're not a bit of a geek, but I am here for you when it comes to the style advice. It has long been my frustration that children's shoes have flashing colored, and he spelled it O-U-R-E-D, so British, lights on them. But it is a rare occasion indeed for grown-ups' clothing to have these fantastic modern features. I have to go to specialist sites to find them, and they are almost always well out of my price range. Ouch. My question is, should I go all in for the lead look for 2012? The lead look. He put a capital L-E-D. Go in for the L-E-D look, lead look, for 2012. I don't know what a lead look is. Let's keep reading. Maybe we'll figure it out together. I could spend a weekend in my parents' shed, hunched over my soldering iron, working leads into my favorite Ollie Murs t-shirt. Okay. I heard you say a little good. A little's good, but a lot's better. Heck yeah. But I worry that when I'm in Greg's, which is the high-quality baked goods store where I buy my lunch most days and where I work. Oh, baked goods. Does that donut sound good right now? If you see those donuts that are covered, They have like maple frosting, and then they're, now stay with me on this one. They have bacon sprinkled on top of them. I love bacon. I mean, I think there are very few things in the world that bacon can't fix. Doesn't that sound great? I think it sounds fantastic. Oh, Greg's. Okay, I will be laughed at because I've gone a bit over the top. If this isn't such a good idea, please can you advise me as to how to look modern yet stylish, preferably with LEDs? Best wishes and a rather awkward hug. Oh, Kevin Marmite from Surbiton. Well, Mr. Kevin Marmite, I know that we've got a lot of technological things in this world, but I'm of the opinion that the best and most wonderful things don't require batteries. You know, I have a lot of battery-operated devices. I love them. You know, you couldn't get me to get rid of them. I mean, I love them. But they're not what the world is made of. And I would hate to see you spend a whole lot of time and money, and just think about what it's going to do to your shoulders hunched over in your parent's shed, trying to shove those LED lights. I'm not really sure what they are, but they sound difficult to install and expensive into your shoes. I'm going to give you a little fashion tip. This is from me to you, and you're going to thank me for this. I don't have any LED light shoes, but there's something that was around long before any kind of battery-operated LED light thingies. You ready? Let me show you what it is. Check them out. That's right. Sparkles. Mm-hmm. There's anything I love more than bacon, it sparkles. You know, these require no batteries. They require no electricity to run. And they give you as much fancy flashing effect as any kind of silly LED light, right? All you need to do is find your favorite pair of shoes, Kevin Marmite, cover them in glue, and just roll them around. Think of the glitter kind of like powdered sugar, and just roll them around in the glitter, and then you show up at Greg's. I'm going to tell you what, people aren't going to be coming to Greg's for the baked goods. They're going to be coming to see Kevin Marmite's glitter shoes. You feel me? Am I right? You know I'm right. All right, everybody. It looks like by the old clock on the Mac that it is now time to say goodbye. I thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for the great questions. I hope you learned a little something. And as always, a huge glitter thank you to UK2.net for providing that bandwidth that gets me to you. They're like the bandwidth equivalent of glitter. They're like if glitter provided bandwidth, whatever that is, it would be UK2.net because they're pretty flashy and special too. Am I right? You know I'm right. Again, send all your tech-related questions for next week's show to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. And until next week, I send you lots of tech, love, and kisses. Bye. Thank you.